Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very excited about having our good friend Dave Anderson back on the show. Dave is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, president of Dave Anderson's Learn to Lead, author of, 20, 30, 40 books. I've forgotten something, sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, including the TKO business series, including If You Don't Make Waves, You'll Drown, including How to Run Your Business by the Book. And he's our good friend, Dave. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Great to be back with you.
Good to have you back, as always. So one of the things that we have, reason that your topic is so important today is because we have a crisis in America right now. I mean, it's a crisis. It's a serious, bona fide, researched, peer-reviewed, completely diagnosed crisis that of qualified people. We don't have enough qualified people for the jobs. There may be 6 million jobs, good paying jobs, Dave, going wanting because we don't have enough qualified people. That means if you have a qualified person you can't do without, so that person is probably on somebody else's radar screen to poach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt.
So if you're not if you're not getting the most out of your people and making them feel like they're you know, important and loved and accomplished and successful where they are, they're going to get poached.
Yeah, they've got options today, and people are coming after them. You know, it's one of those things people, I hold 120-ish seminars every year, and I'm in a lot of different areas, Jim, and people always say, well, you know, there's a shortage of talented people where I work, and the real fact is there's not a shortage. They're just working for somebody else. They're employed. And you know, so if you've got one of those people, you know, you've got to – getting them is one thing. Retaining them and getting the most out of them when they're there is something totally different. And a lot of small business leaders really don't have a solid structure or even the know-how to get more out of the people they've already got. Or they think, well, we need to grow our business, right? So we need to add more people. Well, sometimes we're adding more people and we don't need to because we're not getting nearly what we could out of those we have because we're not doing the right things.
Well, and when you say the right thing, I want you to share some of those ideas with us. But what I'm thinking of is you're not making any of what you're doing to motivate them. You're not making it be enough about them.
Well, that's true.
Meaning you know, they want to be successful just like you want to be successful.
Well, that's right. You start with something as simple as just great, you know, expectations. We hire people and we say things like, okay, now show me what you can do. And what we need to be saying is, here's what I'm going to need you to do. Here's what success is really going to look like, you know, in the next 30 days, 60 days, 90 days in this position. If you want great job performance, you've got to define it. Give people clear somethings to shoot for, okay, standards to hit, behaviors to live, whatever your values and standards are. And they like that clarity. Clarity builds confidence. You know, clarity eliminates confusion. If I really know what's most important, what success looks like, I can make faster decisions. I feel better about it when I'm doing it. It's amazing how many people in workplaces today, Jim, are drifting because of lack of clarity. And they could be doing more, but their higher-ups have never defined what that type of excellence really would look like. So they don't have the esteem
to come from getting it either. Define success, define excellence from your standpoint, from the company standpoint, but at the same time, also have the conversation with them where you say, now, tell me if any of this misses the mark with you. Is this how you see you're being successful? Because, I mean, there was a time, Dave, when you and I were pups, nobody asked us that question. They assumed if we showed up that was understood, right? But today, the seller's market the way it is right now for good employees, you have to make sure okay, I know you want to be successful in your life. Are we doing the kind of things that are helping you meet not only our goals but your goals? What do you think about that?
Well, I do, as long as their goals aren't different than your goals.
No, right. No, it has to be. But to your point earlier, you got to find that out right now.
Well, you do. If their goal is to be on Facebook and text their friends all day, and that's being successful at work, that's not going to work really well in your organization. So it's best to flesh that out. But, you know, we've got to sell three things to recruit and to keep great people. Every day, here's what you have a chance to become. Here's what you have a chance to become part of. And here's a difference you have an opportunity to make. And none of those have anything to do with money.
Hey, Dave, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you give us that full report right after this break. I need your website, please.
LearnToLead.com.
LearnToLead.com. So check it out. The books are there and all the things Dave does. We'll be right back after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassing here. Stay with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.